ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 9 द सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर ऑफ जड भरत टेक्स्ट नंबर 19 एंड 20। एवं एव खलु महद अभिचारति क्रम कार्स्ने नात्मने फलति। देयर श्लोक हैज नॉट बीन रिटन सो विल रीड वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। व्हेन एन एनवियस पर्सन कमिट्स एन ऑफेंस बिफोर अ ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी ही इज ऑलवेज पनिश इन द वे mention above. Text 20, translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Shukadev Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, "O Vishnu Datta, those who already know that the soul is separate from the body, who are liberated from the invincible knot in the heart, who are always engaged in welfare activities for all living entities, and who never contemplate harming anyone, are always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries His disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, and acts as supreme time to kill the demons and protect His devotees. The devotees always take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, at all times, even if threatened by decapitation, they remain unagitated. For them, this is not at all wonderful." Purport: These are some of the great qualities of a pure devotee or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, a devotee is firmly convinced of his spiritual identity. He never identifies with the body. He is firmly convinced that the spirit soul is different from the body. Consequently, he fears nothing. Even though his life may be threatened, he is not at all afraid. He does not even treat an enemy like an enemy. Such are the qualifications of devotees. Devotees are always fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord is always eager to give them all protection in all circumstances. The Zain, the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Supreme Character of Jada Bharat. So in this story of Jada Bharat, various points have been discussed. Yesterday also, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu gave a very wonderful explanation of Kali Tattva. Isn't it? So many different stories of Kali. And how she is not pleased by her worshippers. Those who try to please her by offering different kinds of worship in the mode of ignorance, she is not actually pleased. And here we can see that Jada Bharat, who we know that in his previous lives he was King Bharat, he performed so much devotional service, he made so much advancement in spiritual life, but just because of attachment towards a deer, he had to take the form of a deer in his next life. And in that life, he could remember what was his previous birth. And he understood that it is because of my attachment towards this deer, I have been given this form of deer. He could remember everything. So then he became completely detached. And he went to the place of sages where they used to recite Bhagavad Katha. And he was hearing. And then, next step again he had to take. And he took birth in the family of Brahmana. And of course his brother, they did not treat him properly. And he had decided to take some kind of vrat or whatever he decided, that he will act as fool in this material world so that no one will disturb. Although he was a great Paramahamsa devotee, still he decided that I don't want any botheration from any kind of person. So whatever they would give, stale food, burnt things, he would eat. And they would made him stand to guard the fields in the night. And we can see that he was guarding in this way. And his people, they saw him standing there. And a person whom they had captured to sacrifice, some other that person ran away. So they were searching someone suitable whom they wanted to sacrifice in front of Kali, Bhadra Kali. And they saw him. So they thought that this is very nice, that he is already standing there and he is not protesting, he just surrendered. So they took him, they brought him, they gave him bath and fed him nicely, dressed him, all that things they did. And they were ready to sacrifice him. So at that time, this is a great offense they were going to perform. And whenever, here in this verse also, it is explained that when an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. And what happened to these people? Bhadrakali, she came out of that deity, its sword in her hand, very angry, furious mood. And many of her associates, and they started chopping the heads of these people. They kill all of them. Then they started playing with their heads. So this was a result of an offense towards a great personality. And we can see why someone commits an offense. It's basically because of envy. Envy towards another devotee. That is a root cause of committing any kind of offense. This is very, very sensitive issues. And in fact, the root cause of fall down in this mortal world is also envy. Ichha dvesha samuthyam dvandva mohena bhartha sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yandhitanam. Why a living entity falls in this material world? Because of desire and hatred, envy towards the Supreme Lord, to try to separately enjoy. And envying the Supreme Lord, one falls down in this material world. And in this material world, he is subjected to duality. Heat, cold, happiness, distress, man, woman. So this kind of duality falls down. And if he can understand how to rectify the mistake by performing devotional service, then he can cross over this material world and these six kind of anarthas are always tormenting the conditioned soul. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride. These are the six enemies, demons in our heart. They have to be killed. Then only one can understand what is the ultimate purpose of life. And it is discussed that many times that all other anarthas can be dovetailed somehow or other in devotional service, some way or other. But envy, one cannot dovetail. So how to become free from this envious attitude is very important. And how it is manifested? It is manifested in many ways. Somebody can become envious of superiors. And he may think that why they are having so many things, so much wealth, so much knowledge, so much opulence, so much beauty they are having. So one can become envious towards the superiors. One can become envious towards his equals also. Somebody is little making progress. So he can become envious towards that person. Or someone can become envious towards his juniors also. And how this is manifested? He wants to take away whatever he has, snatch away from thing. So, this way the envy is manifested. And when it is continued, prolonged on the mental platform, then one commits offense towards a superior person or equal or junior. And there are various types of offenses. And one has to be very careful in order to make progress in spiritual life. And there are various types of offenses explained by our acharyas. And we should know these things. Because unknowingly also we may commit an offense. So therefore it is explained that sometimes we should just go to Vaishnava and tell that, please forgive any offenses I might have committed unknowingly or knowingly. This is a very good attitude. Of course, Vaishnavas are very merciful. They won't take any offenses. But still, the nature of mortal world is where at every stage, every step there is a danger. And there is a friction. And it can lead to an offense. Or just, one may just contemplate that he is thinking in this way towards me and he starts contemplating that he is committing offense. And in this way it may gradually build up. So therefore one has to be very careful. And there are many stories from our scriptures which explain that what types of offenses were committed and what was the result. And these are very instructive stories. One should learn from these stories. We can see in the case of Vidur, Mahatma Vidur, he was on the pilgrimage and he went to meet Maitra Muni and Uddhava. They were discussing and he wanted this spiritual knowledge. So Lord, before his departure, he had given instructions to Uddhava and Maitra Muni and they were discussing somewhere in the Himalayas. So he wanted spiritual knowledge. So he approached Uddhava because he was there. He was directly instructed by Lord Uddhava Gita. So that time, Uddhava send him to Maitreya Muni. Because he considered that Vidura is very senior in age towards him. And Maitreya Muni is also present in front of him, who is also senior to him. And it is not proper to instruct someone if some senior devotee is in front of us. It is considered as maryada vyatikram. Giving some instruction to superior, or in front of superiors giving some instruction, although he may have so much knowledge, he can give exact information, but still there is an etiquette which is to be followed. These etiquettes are like the ornaments, it is explained, which beautify the devotees. If one does not follow these etiquettes, then he is bereft of all these ornaments. And Uddhava, he knew all these intricacies. He could have immediately given so much instruction to Vidura. He could have thought that, oh, Lord Krishna has instructed me before going. He gave me Uddhava Gita. I have authority to speak. He could have easily said like that, justified like that. But he said, no. This is Maryada Vyatikrama. I can't speak. And therefore we can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a discussion between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. This shows how careful we should be in following these etiquettes. Then another time it is explained that another type of offense which may be committed is Mahat Vyatikram. We know the story of Sagar Putras, 60,000 of them. They were searching for the horse, which King Sagar, he wanted to perform Ashwamedh Yajna, and he had sent his horse, and wherever this horse goes, that kingdom is of that king. So this horse was actually stolen by Indra. Indra had stolen this horse because he thought that if he performs this Ashwamedh Yajna, then he will occupy my post. So he was envious. He stole the horse. And it was kept where Lord Kapil Dev, he was performing austerities. He was in his deep meditation. And these Sagar Putras, they started searching the horse. They dug the earth. So many places, that at one place it became Sagar, big ocean it formed because of that trench. And they came to the place where Lord Kapildev was performing austerities. And when they saw that he is performing austerities and horse is standing there, so they thought that he has stolen the horse. And they tried to attack him with all their weapons, shouting, kill him, kill him. And as they were approaching, what happened? Kapil Dev, he opened the eyes and he saw their bodies burning in fire. Because they were going to commit this offense, a great offense, Mahat Vyatikram. So therefore, the fire element in their body increased to so much that their bodies started burning on fire. And they were burnt to ashes right there, all 60,000 of them. Sometimes some say that Lord Kapil Dev, he became angry and burned them to ashes by his anger, by opening the eyes. But this is not true. Our acharyas explained that Lord Kapil Dev is always on the transcendental mode of goodness. He cannot be subjected to mode of ignorance like anger. So they were themselves burned to ashes because of their grievous offense towards a great personality. And of course later we know that then his nephew came, Ashwat Anshuman. He was a saintly person. He came there searching and he offered obeisances to Lord Kapil there and prayed for the deliverance of his uncles. And then later on he instructed that you perform austerities, bring Mother Ganges on the earth and then they will be delivered. So in this way we can see that ultimately they were delivered because Mother Ganges came on the earth. So that was another type of offense. So we can see that how offense may be committed and what are the results. Srila Rupa Goswami, he is a great acharya in our parampara. We say ourselves to be Rupanugas. And he has written Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, where also he has given so many instructions how you should be careful. And in Nectar of Instruction, sixth verse, he explains that one should not see a devotee from material point of view. He should not see the body of a devotee, even if it is lame or deformed, any kind of deformation in the body, one should not see. The devotee's body is just like the water of the Ganges. The water of the Ganges, although in the rainy season, it appears to be muddy, full of bubbles, foam. But the Mother Ganges is never contaminated. So similarly, the devotee's body is not contaminated. There may be some so-called discrepancies or deformation in the body. So one should not try to see. Drushtaya svabhava janitair vapuchascha dosha na prakrutam yah bhakta janasya pashyet gangam bhasam khalu budbhuta fena pankha brahma dravatvam apadharma niradharma. So Rupa Goswami explained that one should not see from the material point of view. One should overcome and one should see from the spiritual point of view, the spiritual aspect of that person. And even in his life, there is another story that he was such great acharya, Goswami, and he was performing his bhajan. And when he was performing his bhajan, he was chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he was deep absorbed in the holy name. So much so that he was seeing the pastimes of Radha Krishna. That was the level of advancement he had. As soon as he was chanting the holy name, he was able to see the pastimes of Lord Radha Krishna. And he was seeing different pastimes, how gopis are serving Radharani, making all preparations to serve Krishna. And at one time, there was some pastime and everyone was laughing. So he also started laughing. So at that time, what had happened? There was one devotee had come, Vaishnava had come to meet Srila Rupa Goswami to take some guidance. And he happened to be lame. And when he's came near, he saw that Rupa Goswami is laughing. He thought that he is laughing at him. And then that time he later went to Sanatan Goswami and inquired that, I don't understand this, that whether he is laughing at me or I can't understand. Of course, Srila Rupa Goswami is a great Mahabhagavat. He is a great Acharya. But still, I can't understand. You please tell me. So, Sanatana Goswami could understand what must have happened. And he explained that Srila Rupa Goswami has this level of advancement, and sometimes he gets absorbed into the pastimes, and he goes into the pastimes. So that was explained to him. But still, at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami lost the vision of those pastimes. He opened the eyes, and he could understand that I might have committed some offense towards some devotee. Therefore, these pastimes have disappeared now. So then he approached Srila Sanatana Goswami and revealed to him. And of course, Srila Sanatana Goswami knew everything. And then he told that these things had happened. So we can see that unknowingly also, he did not commit deliberately, but unknowingly this offense was committed. It was not deliberate that he just laughed at him, this devotee, how he is walking and like that. Just unknowingly he was in his mood. But still, that how it affected. So, our scriptures explain so many places, even in the case of Lord Shiva and Daksha Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati, he offended Lord Shiva. He thought that what kind of this person is that? He's always wandering in the cremation places, putting ashes all over his body, doesn't wear proper clothes. So he was trying to judge Lord Shiva, who is a topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, from the external point of view. And therefore we can see the result, that ultimately his head was chopped off, and then he got the face of a goat, which was very, very humiliating. So there are many examples in this case. And there is in the pastimes of Lord Nityananda also, there are examples. Lord Nityananda, as we know, that he was Lord Balram himself. And Lord Chaitanya had instructed him to wear all jewelries, diamond, rubies, gold, silver. Others he had given instruction to renounce things. But for Lord Nityananda he had given instruction, you should wear all nice jewelries. Because he knew that he is Balaram. And it is explained, Acharya explained, that what are these jewelries on the body of Lord Nityananda? They are the spiritual personifications of 9 types of devotional series. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. They are the spiritual personifications of this 9 types of devotional service. The jewelries are on the bodies of Lord Nityananda. So he was wearing and he used to go different places. So there was one Brahman. His name was Hiranya Pandit. He was poor Brahman. But of course he had great devotion to Lord Nityananda. So invited him for at his home doing kirtan and prasad things. So they used to do kirtan. So like that things were going on. There was another Brahman who was in Navadvip, but because of bad association he had become thief, a king of the thieves. And he saw that this Nityananda is having jewelries on his body. And he had so many his followers, dacoits, thieves were there. He called all of them and explained that what we are looking throughout our career as thieves, all is at one place. All jewelries, diamond, rubies, gold, silver, everything at one place on the body of Lord Nityananda. And he is staying at the house of this poor Brahman, Hiranya Pandit. So this is a very good opportunity. We should not miss this. We should steal all the jewelries. So in this way he was trying to explain. And what happened? That they decided to attack this place. So they came, and another spy they had sent to find out what are the things happening, what they are doing now. So this, he observed the things and said that after taking prasad, now they are about to take race. They are taking race now. So they were just, all these gang of thieves came with their weapons, and they were waiting for some time so that they sleep and then they can attack and plunder all the riches, all the jewelries. So what happened? That they fell asleep. They started snoring. And morning came, sun's crow started crowing. And they got up. Oh, what happened? That we are all sleeping. They started accusing each other. And oh, you fell asleep first. Then others said, no, you fell asleep first. And sun was risen. And all their weapons in their hands. They started hiding somewhere. People were coming. So then the leader said, no, we are embarking on this auspicious venture and we have committed one mistake, that we have not taken the blessings of Chandi Devi. So we have forgotten that. So we have to perform a nice worship to this Chandi Devi by offering blood, liquor and all these things so that this Chandi Devi is pleased, and then we can attack and we can get all the jewelries. So then next day they perform this puja. They offered all this blood, flesh, wine, all things in the mode of ignorance they offered, thinking that Chandi Devi, Durga Devi will be very pleased. So next day came. They came closer to the home where Lord Nityananda was staying. They came closer and closer. So at that time, they saw 10-15 giant guards standing there. They were guarding the home of Hiranya Pandit and chanting Hari Hari. So these people, they became very afraid. They started saying that any one of these guards can kill hundreds of us single-handedly. There is no difficulty for any guard to kill all of us. So what should we do? So the king of the dacoits, he said, no, there must be some king who might have come there to meet Lord Nityananda, and they are his guards, so they may go after some time. So in this way they started speculating. They were started thinking that maybe this Lord Nityananda is a great saint, so therefore these things are happening. They could not resolve in their minds what is happening. Then the leader of dacoit said, "No, let us wait for 10 more days. At an auspicious time, we will attack." So in this way, they waited for 10 days. Patiently, they were waiting. After 10 days, again they came, thinking that now we can kill. Each was having almost 5 weapons in their hands. Swords, clubs, daggers, so many chains, tridents in their hands. They came with all these weapons, thinking that they will kill, they will get all the riches. And as they were approaching, all so many of the thieves, dacoits, what happened? They all became blind. They could not see what is happening. And one of them, he fell in ditch where there were mosquitoes, leeches. They started biting him. He could not see. And all the leeches and mosquitoes are biting on his body. Another fell in sewage canal. And there scorpions started stinging him, mosquitoes started biting him. So in this way they started suffering. Another fell in a ditch full of thorns, and his body was completely torn apart by the thorns. Everywhere in his body were thorns everywhere. And he started screaming. They were shouting. And over and above that, because of this grievous offense they were going to commit towards Lord Nityananda, Lord Indra became very angry. He started sending rains, huge rains, storms. It was coming, thunderous sounds, and started raining very heavily. And all these people, they were suffering like anything. And then after some time, there were cold wind started coming. And the rain turned into hail. Big balls of snow started smashing on their bodies. They were crushed. They were shouting, screaming, "Help, help." And the leader of the dacoit, in his heart he was thinking that he started repenting. He could understand that this Lord Nityananda is not an ordinary person. He must be a supreme personality of God. And we are going to commit this offense. Because of that, these things are happening. We are suffering in this condition. So he surrendered to Lord Nityananda within his heart. And as soon as he surrendered, all the things started vanishing. The rain stopped. All the leeches, mosquitoes, scorpions, they went home. The thorns, they came out of their body. They could see. They could understand that this was because of their great offensive mentality towards Lord Nityananda, that they were suffering in that condition. So they went to Lord Nityananda. They approached. And the king of the dacoit revealed what we were going to do. We were going to steal your jewelries, and we are planning in this way. Please forgive us. Lord Nityananda is of course merciful. We know his mercy. Jagai and Madai were delivered. So he took out his garland and placed on the neck of this dacoit. And he told, gave instruction, don't commit any sinful activities. Chant the names of Hare Krishna. Be merciful to other living entities. And preach to all dacoits. He told, go and preach to all the thieves. And he became very humble. And he started preaching to all the dacoits, thieves, and so many thieves became Vaishnavas. That was the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And later he put his lotus feet on this head of this thief. may achieve the highest perfection. So we can see that if somebody is planning to offend a devotee or committing an offense, how, what type of sufferings he gets? So many ways. Even it is explained that one should not verbally fight with seniors. There should not even verbal fights. Arjuna was saying to Lord Krishna that these Kauravas are senior to me. They are respectable. So even he knew that they should not be verbally offended. So how grievous offenses may be committed. So this is one story. Of course, there are many stories. Nityanand Prabhu's great wife also, she Janava Devi Thakurani. She also, when she went to Vrindavan with many devotees, because after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, she was the Acharya of Gaudiya Parampara. And all the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya's Vaishnavas, they were respecting her. When she went to Vrindavan, many of the Pashandis, they were thinking that what has happened? Just see, this wife of a Brahmana has attracted the attention of these people. They are worshipping an ordinary person. They are not worshipping demigods. They are not fortunate, they have not worshipped Durga Devi. In this way they were offending Janava Devi. And they were saying that they went to Chandi Devi and prayed that, decided to kill these Vaishnavas by offering different things. They were thinking that how unfortunate these people are there, Vaishnavas, that they don't know whom to worship. And they were planning to kill. And when they slept in the night, that time Chandi Devi appeared in the dream of each of those persons and started screaming at them, started shouting at them. And she explained that who is Janava Devi? She is the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda. She is the embodiment of all the virtues. And just by taking shelter of her, all the sins are eradicated. So in this way, she was glorifying Janava Devi. Chandi Devi was her worship, glorifying. And these people, when they woke up, they were so much afraid. They understood that what kind of offense they were going to commit. And then the next day, they went to all the Vaishnavas and told that we were going to commit this offense, please forgive us, please give your mercy. And of course, Janava Devi was very merciful. She forgave all of them and later they became great devotees. So we can see that another time also, when she was going towards Vrindavan at one place, one village on the banks of the Yamuna River, they were staying. And of course, Janava Devi was also having some jewelries on her body. So these Yavana dacoits, Muslim dacoits, they thought to attack and steal these jewelries. So they were planning in this way. And when they had performed their chanting and kirtan, and after prasadam, they were about to take rest. So these dacoits started coming closer and closer. So at that time, what happened? As they were coming closer, the distance between them and the place where the devotees were staying, it started increasing and increasing. And they were running. And they kept running. Throughout the night they were running, but they could not approach. They just kept running and running and running throughout the night. They could see that this is the place we have to go, but they were just running. And when the day came, they could understand that what kind of foolish things we were going to do. That we wanted to steal or rob these great devotees, thinking that they had such jewelries or some valuable things. And then they later, they could understand. They repented. They surrendered to Janavadev. And they were also given love of Godhead. So in this way, we can see that if someone commits an offense towards a great personality, what kind of sufferings? It is explained that the result of offense is that he loses duration of his life. His fame is reduced. Bodily luster is reduced. And he may fall into a hell, Maharaurav hell. And this is very much seen in another story. The story of Rupa Kaviraj. Rupa Kaviraj was in the disciplic succession in one sense from Narottam Das Thakur. Lokanath Goswami's disciple was Narottam Das Thakur, his disciple was Ganganarayan Chakravarti, and his disciple was Sri Krishna Charan Chakravarti. And his disciple was Rupa Kaviraj. And he was a great scholarly devotee. He was learned in Sanskrit grammar, studied Bhagavatam and the scriptures of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was giving Bhagavatam classes. So that time, there was a devotee, Krishna Priya Thakurani. And who was Krishna Priya Thakurani? She was the daughter of Ganganarayan Chakravarti, who was a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And she was given the Govardhan Shila of Raghunath Das Goswami by Shri Mukundas. And she was worshipping the Govardhan Shila of Raghunath Das Goswami. In this way, the Shila was handed down. And she would feel so much love towards this Govardhan Shila that at one time she saw Vrajendra Nandan in Govardhan Shila. That was the level she had attained. And because of her devotion, she was in Gaudadesh, but she went to Vrindavan. Because of her devotion, somebody had given the title, something, Radha Kunda Vasi Thakurani. That she is Radha Kunda Vasi. She is always absorbed in the mood of serving Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So she was always chanting the holy names of the Lord. And always, whenever she would go any place, the lips were always murmuring. So, afterwards, when Rupa Kaviraj was giving Bhagavatam Pravachan, that time she also thought that, let me go and hear Bhagavatam. She also came. And she was chanting on her beads. Always it was a habit to chant. And Rupa Kaviraj did not show any respect towards her. In fact, neglected her. And at one time, he stopped giving his Bhagavatam Pravachan and asked, how can you do these two things? How you can hear Bhagavatam and still chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You should do one thing at a time. So she said that this is my habit. This is always I am chanting, but this is not impeding hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I am able to hear what you are saying. But still, he became very angry. And everyone could understand that he has become angry. And right there, he lost all his good qualities. And he contracted a disease of leprosy. And then it was quite visible in his body that he was getting this disease. And he left from that place. He went. And to so much extent that he gave up his spiritual master also. And he died of the leprosy. And it is explained that he became a ghost. Very, very, from what position he was achieved such Guru Krupa? He was in the disciplic succession, he had on such a high level, he had advancement he had made. But just because of a small offense towards a devotee, he fell down. He fell down from that position and he became the ghost. And it is explained that what he would do, he would haunt those people who would commit Vaishnava Ninda. So somebody was haunted, then he would realize that I must have committed some Vaishnava Ninda. So they would immediately rectify. So in this way, this is the result of offending a devotee. So therefore, how much we should be careful? So many times in scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, these stories are coming. Amoga, offending Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the faults in eating, that how Lord Chaitanya is eating so much. Some other came and offended Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He contracted cholera. So therefore, one has to be very careful that what types of offense may be committed, knowingly, unknowingly. Unknowingly also we may commit just by speaking something. We may not intend to offend someone, but still somebody may be hurt. So therefore, we should beg forgiveness. Please forgive Prabhu. Any service I can do for you, please. So in this way, when we approach another devotee, that time that offense is forgiven already. And in this way we can develop healthy relationship amongst each other. Because otherwise Maya attacks through loopholes. Some kind of doubt is there in the mind. And Maya will attack through that. And that doubt keep on increasing. And we start feeling that this devotee is like that, this devotee is like this. And after some time we will speak and we will commit great offense. So we have to be very careful in this regard, that we don't offend any devotee. So I will stop here. Of course, today's Vrindavan Thas Thakur appearance is also there, but time is over now. I don't want to commit any more offenses. Please forgive if I committed any offense towards anyone. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.